You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We got Amanita in the booth. Say hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, Amanita.
Hello, Amanita.
Hello, Amanita. Really?
All right, pal. Turn around.
You guys just played a super epic, sick live to air. How was that?
That was fun. Nervous,
it was really
though.
Fun, yeah.
Definitely, like, nerve-wracking. Like,
yeah, music. I described it as shivering my timbers.
Shivering in your timbers.
Playing. It was very fun, though.
I don't know about you guys. I'm chilling. This was a lot better than performing live.
Really? Oh,
hell no. Okay?
Yeah, how do you rate it compared to live?
Well, like, I love performing live, but this just felt like another practice, so I just kind of had no nerves, personally.
Fair enough.
True.
I just feel like not knowing how many people were listening was kind of, like, the big thing for me. Like,
ignorance is bliss, I think.
True. That's valid, actually.
I think just knowing that, like, people I'm close with are listening makes it more nerve-wracking than just, like, a performance.
Mm. No, I get that, too, yeah. What's been happening for Amanita lately? You guys seem to have been real busy.
What's been going on? So many things. Well, we have... Oh, Paige, you know, Paige has a special announcement, actually.
Okay. Walnut, which we played last, is coming out 29th of May. So in, like, I don't know how many days.
Wow!
Less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, something like that. We've got... Everything's all...
9 days.
...set in stone.
Yes.
So this is an exclusive announcement. We haven't even put that on our Instagram yet.
That's so exciting. I feel so special.
Just for you, Maddie Barnes.
Wow, just for me. Sam's here as well.
11. And Sam's
11 days.
Oh, thanks, bro.
We were just doing the math.
Yeah, fair enough. Tell us a little bit about Walnut. What's the story behind it?
I feel like this
whole
page.
It's a song about being in a long distance relationship, basically, is all. And how, like, there's a lot of lyrics about, like, talking through screens and stuff.
The best way to describe the song is painful yearning. The first time I listened to it fully mixed, I sobbed my eyes out because Paige has just. Oh, she put her heart out there and it's beautiful.
Yeah, but we were all sobbing in the studio, and I think as well, like, originally Walnut wasn't even supposed to be the name of the song, so it's kind of goofy, but it's because it came from Nutshell by Alice in Chains. We heard that song, we were like, damn, we really want to write a song like that, but like our own. So I think, like, that's like kind of, because we had written a lot of like upbeat stuff, so that was like our sadder kind of song.
Yeah, fair. Cool. Where did you guys record it, and how was that process like?
Sublime Studios.
Sublime Studios.
Oh, it was amazing.
Middle of nowhere, out by Duntroon.
Hell yeah. Where the hell is that?
Duntroon is where they're putting up the Richie McCaw statue.
Oh, right. Sorry, I should know that.
Oh, that's actually shameful, bro. That's actually so shameful. I'm going to get so much hate for this.
Yeah, so you're going to get cancelled now.
actually.
You're getting
cancelled. Yeah, no, it was, oh my gosh, it was, yeah, beautiful studio.
Yeah, it came with accommodation, wine, food, and the food was so good. Oh, and dogs.
Dogs are always a win.
Yeah.
It would have been, late January.
Yes.
Exciting. That's a quick turnaround too then.
Yeah. Our lovely, lovely sound guy, Tom.
Oh, shout out Tom from Sublime, bro.
Oh, actually an incredible sound guy. He made
awesome.
The verses so easy.
Yeah. That's so good.
Sam Charlesworth also deserves a shout out.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
He was
a surprise guest there that we didn't know was going to be there, but he had such massive contributions the whole thing.
The amount of pedal work.
I was going to say the amount of pedals that man set up for us was insane.
He was working on, like, Mason's pedals for one of our songs that he was literally, while we were recording, like, down on the knobs, like, twisting everything as we were doing the song to get all the sounds.
For
it. I forgot what song it was, but
I think in Walnut there's, like, some siren sounds in the solo.
Yeah.
And that was Sam.
There's lots of bits. We kind of just wanted to maximize our time there because, like, we don't have that kind of equipment, just, like, in general, so we may as well go crazy while they have literally, like, everything. I used, like, the most expensive snare I've ever seen in my life. It was worth, like, $1,600.
Oh my god.
Just the snare. So, like, dream snare that I will probably never be able to afford. But it's stuff like that.
Yeah.
It makes it, like, a really cool song.
Ooh,
Ivan used a Hello Kitty guitar in the most heavy song we have as well.
True.
Beautiful.
Righteous Socialite. R.I.P. R.I.P.
As you said.
Too many swear words.
What's your favorite part of the track?
The end.
The end.
Oh, yeah. I think the solo to the final chorus, I think, is honestly by far the best bit.
Yeah,
it's
I agree.
The whole song is great, but that bit is like, that hits you emotionally.
It's when the tears come in and you're like,
that's when, yeah, the longing really starts to, set in for sure.
Yeah. You guys are playing Pie Night this week with an absolutely stacked lineup.
Yeah.
The Croaks,
the Croaks,
Croaks, Fubar,
Monkey Do,
Fubar.
Shout out,
Shout out, Fubar. They're our little twin. We've been like, we both kind of came in together at the same time, and we. I don't know. When are we going to do a Faminita gig again?
I don't know. Like,
this could be a Faminita Pint Night.
Faminita Pint Night? Bro, one day, Loki. Because the first time we ever did a Faminita gig was at Flipper Fest. Shout out, Flipper
Shout
Fest!
Out Flipper
Shout
Flipper
out,
Fest.
Mario! Yes. And that was like, yeah, we just decided to kind of do a fusion night, and it was so fun. So we might do that again, because we already have so much crossover with the kind of songs that we play.
Yo.
I think is why we get along well as bands. But yeah.
Have you got anything exciting on the cards for Pint Night, other than possible Faminita?
Pokemon.
Pokemon!
Dude! I could, oh my god, I've spent so much money on Pokemon this year. It's these scalpers, bro. My pull rate has been absolutely horrendous. We have had like 8 gigs so far this year, and I haven't put a single full art or EX. It's all just been like regular shinies. It is the most lame thing when I'm on stage and I'm like pulling cards, and then I get like nothing at the end, and then I have to tell people to like get excited, because otherwise it just looks stupid, and I just spent $12 for like nothing.
Sometimes they're quite nice and they get happy anyway, like without having to like say anything, but last gig, not so much.
Oh, you say keywords like Pikachu, and they go, yeah!
Dude, one time I pulled a Pikachu, I hadn't even got to the main card, everyone went crazy.
That's
and
awesome.
I was so mad, because I didn't even get to the final card, so like, by the time I got to the final card, bro, no one cared. No one cared. But yeah, so another Pokemon pull, and potentially, we're gonna work on it, but we've got another rap song in the works that might be debuting on Pint Night.
Awesome!
Depending on if we feel like it's ready. But kind of similar vibe to Righteous Socialite, if you've heard that one. Live, so hype as hell.
Hell yeah. What's the rest of 2026 looking like for Amanita?
Got an EP coming out July-ish. And a music video.
That's so exciting.
Made by a team at the Polytech. And
hell yeah.
It's almost finished up, and we just saw like the almost finished product. Yeah.
It looks sick. There were a lot of like Paige literally like you booked out the pool and like had like a big water scene kind of thing.
Oh yeah, me and Yvonne had an underwater fight scene.
Awesome.
And then Carl and Zoe.
Like, I mean, I'm glad that we did it, because there was some really cool shots, but that was like the worst 2 hours of my life. Like,
it was I spent like all night filming the night before as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
It was like we were up till like 12 in the morning like filming this big party scene. Mm. And then at like what time in the morning? It was like pretty early.
It was quite early.
I think it was only 10, but it felt really early
because
of the night before.
True.
It was honestly nice, though, because it was nice to, like, refresh ourselves in the water.
Fully clothed.
Sober up a bit.
Completely clothed.
Yeah, so... Awesome. But yeah, EP, the plan is to release it around the start of next sem.
Hell yeah.
Probably just day one next sem was probably the idea.
That is
another
so
exclusive announcement. Holy moly.
Whoa.
Some lucky listeners on Radio 1 right now. But, yeah, and then we'll drop the music video, and that'll be pretty sick. Do a lot of shows and...
Skurks. Yeah. Something to look forward to for sure. Well, thank you so much for coming on Radio 1 today. Thank you for playing your epic, awesome set. That was so awesome.
Thank you, Maddie Barnes.
How many times can I say
shout
awesome?
Out Radio 1.
Shout out Indit on it. Shout out Amanita.
No,
that's freaking
you.
Go. Yo. Thanks for coming on, guys. This next track.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.